Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 15th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the swearing-in of members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's attempts to stop corruption in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa today swore in new members of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission amid reports that the commission is currently handling over 200 cases of corruption.
The commission has pledged to tackle corruption, which it says is the key driver of economic decay in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe has over the years recorded serious cases of corruption, including the infamous Willowgate car scandal, which involved some top state officials and several others.
The commissioners are Chairperson Justice Lois Matanda Moyo, Jesse Majome, John Makamure, Gabriel Chaiva, Tandiwe Tando Mhlobane, Frank Muchengwa, retired Major Michael Dennis Santi, Phineas Murapa, and Mabel Ndakaripa Hungwem.
The Zimbabwean government recently gave the commission some arresting powers to stop graft.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, kunjalo chonga, kunjalo futhi.
Yeah, pila baba, uthi no.
Hayi, yapila kakhulu.
Yeah. Ah, abantu bana bayapila. Ngiyathaba kakhulu ukuthi Zach. Now we have a commission by Bopa. Commission.
Yeah.
Gibbs akuna.
Then somebody comes, arrests you because of this.
Ivo wanu kusunga vega.
Yeah.
Ivo wanu varungo kisa. Dofunga waninga washo piwa chen. Zakudara rukuti ukawana uwo rionzi manja ontara kumapurisa, mapurisa oshkwenzi manja atina doketi inda kune ingo police station.
Yeah.
Vahaku vahangu kubata ya papu.
Ngoto nga ule mali ke, unwamaniki mali.
Imwe musafti.
Bakufaka pake.
Ah, saka nyanyi. Saka, ndo zinu rukuta risi wakuti commission inge ishi shanda kuvara uwori. Nukuti wakawanda waru kuchema kuti nyika iruta za kubudira nenye corruption.
Yeah.
Saka kana paine commission saizvozvi ndo zvine zvichitarisirwa.
So labo ngabe fika kuno block lapa ma police ni ama police ngati pela if he like on ham right. Angeke vaniki police.
Ivo afonera kuzake.
Yero mutengo zake kuna.
Anobva atongosunga munhu iro.
Yes, yakuzwa kulo daba lolu. Abantu vanenge vakhuluma ngalo kuti i anti corruption commission ezingena ofisini yayo. Wanzani ke ilamandla kuti ibopa vantu. Kodwa ke xa ibopa vantu konapo ibopa vantu abanjani ikosi kukhuluma ukuthi tezi lojoka khona ukuthi nxa bengafika kumbe ku road block ipolice alibe sizithi hayi phela mbona ngazani imoto yakho ayihambi kuhle ilalokhu lalokhu kuba umtshiso wayo kawulunganga kambe bona bangeke baba bribe yini kambe lanxa umuntu ebojwa ingeka babambisa yini imali so ke nxa sokusiya phambili sizwile ke ukuthi uhulumende uthi ke abantu be Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission sebe lamandla ukuthi babophe kambe bazabe bopha abantu abanjani akutsho ukuthi bayagcina befukula labanye abantu abangalabacala uzokuthiwa uzibani ngoba ulwisana nohulumende sokumele bamjove phakathi so sifuna ukuzwakala ukuthi kuhamba njani namhlanje ke siyakwazi ukuthi bagcotshiwe khona ngale ke estate house labo ke abakuzimbabwe anti-corruption commission asazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni so kunjalo ke mfowethu
andi right Gibbs zvinofadza kuti nyika inenge ichitora matano akaita saiwa yekuti pange pachirwiswa uori nekuti uori ndo uri kunzwa uraya nyika saka nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaimasoni Mnangagwa vatoresa mhiko makomishina kuti vange vachitora basa iroro tichinzwa kuti svondo rapera gurukota rezvemutemo vaziyambe vakazivisa nezvekupiwa masimba kwekomisheni iyoyi kuti inge ichisunga vanenge vachipara dzimhosva kana kuita zvehuori nokuti vakawanda vanga vachichema kuti komisheni hongu ine basa rainoita asi kana isina masimba ekusunga hapana zviri kufamba vakawanda vachichema vachiti haina mazino zvino tinoona kuti zvese zvavepo komisheni yavepo makomishina atoreswa mhiko nhasi uye masimba ekusunga avepo chasara ndechekuti vaite basa tinonzwa kuti vane mhosva dzingada kutosvika kana mazana maviri 200 dzakamirira kunge dzichitariswa nekomisheni iyoyo teichitarisira kuti panofanira pachibuda chimuko wambotaura Gibbs iyo kuti pane vakambotosungwa nenyaya dzehuori kubvira kare kunana
Willow Scandal. So kurambana vantu vave kule facility kahulumende yokuti amaminister atengs mota eOloville Industries
Crisida
makrisida onalala vantu vaatenga makrisida kotenga tenga aveseitengisa xa itengenge 3000 aitengise 5000 so azuze nje phakathi isikwama lapha
zvakagara zvichingoitwa Gibbs tinoona kuti isisi tichikura taitoti unonotenga masenda kuru ako musupermarket wobuda panze wafuriza kumba wakutengeso
manje le yaihlupa ngoba yayilo government phakathi kuti ugovernment lawaifakwa kuimadlana so nxa ugovernment yokufakela imali wena
usaitengisaauchadzosera mari
kupakaipa
Gibbs tinonzwa kuti taane mumwe mudare wedu vanove muzvare Jesse Majome vari komishina weZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission vanove mumwe wemakomishina atoreswa mhiko nhasi kustate house tinogamuchirai muchirongwa chedu muzvare Majome aiwa taswera ndinoimba kuti vateereri vaswerawo zvakanaka Gibbs
yes so for a start in English can you tell us you know what you guys are actually mandated to do as the Anti-Corruption Commission what are your duties
In terms of Chapter 13 of the Constitution, the Anti-Corruption Commission is one of those two institutions that are established in order to combat crime. So that's clearly what we must do, apart from the Prosecutor General. So what we must do is to devise measures and policy positions and actually take measures regarding the elimination of corruption. It involves, therefore, seeking to understand, investigating what are the causes of corruption, its magnitude, its manifestations, where it is, and then apart from that, actually taking action, investigating particular cases, and recommending them for prosecution to the Prosecutor General's office, as well as also advising the state, as well as the private sector, because the mandate of the Anti-Corruption Commission is not only to eliminate corruption in the public sphere, but the private and the public sphere. So our role is to recommend and to put in place mechanisms where we can in order to end corruption and to also promote the values of integrity as well in our society. That is preventing corruption as well.
And so you've got arresting powers, right?
We the commissioners do not have arresting powers, but the commission. But you know that anybody in Zimbabwe actually has the power to arrest. I'm sure you've heard of what is called the citizen's arrest, where anyone sees anyone who they suspect is committing a criminal offence, they are authorized to apprehend them and bring them to the law enforcement agents. That's always there. But I'm sure recently we heard how the Minister of Justice recently gazetted and included in the definition of peace officers, officials of the Anti-Corruption Commission, so that they also additionally are able to, you know, that they would be in the, that they would also have clear arresting powers, but they would therefore hand over the people to the police.
Thank you so much, Ms. Majome. Please do stay on the line. Tinemwe munyarikano wedu pachirongwa Gibbs. We have Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is an independent political commentator. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndiweni.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Welcome. Your first word on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission commissioners.
I think I'll pursue enough and congratulate Jesse Majome, particularly because I think in one of my tweets, if she recalls, I think that I would have loved to be part of the commission. And just want to say, I'm so okay, Majome. I think just to keep my perspective on the commission, it remains to be seen if this commission will behave differently from the previous one that was suspended. I think what we saw then was a lot of, I would say, media kind of statements that it has done, it's going to do it, this and that. But then in terms of the practical action on the ground, we did not see that. So this commission that is now has members, people like Jesse Majome, that seemingly have some kind of a record in doing a bit of good work. It remains to be seen if they are going to live to the billing. We don't want to be having commissions that come and go, and we spend money on them, and they fail to deliver. 2 years after it's suspended, we lose resources and time, and the time continues to go without dealing with the key issues that are actually affecting the country, issues of corruption. And we want to see to what extent we have the power to hack and top politicians who seem to be mentioned or to be the key players in corruption, in corrupt activities in the country. Not to say that ordinary citizens are not participating in corrupt activities. I think the big corruption that we are seeing in the country is worth millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, allegations of corruption in various institutions. And it's great to be seen if these people find it chance to buy for it to be a state service, that is a commission now with people who have a bit of integrity, and then that's the end of it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Please do stay on the line. You heard it from Mr. Ndweni.
Mm-hmm.
He says it remains to be seen if the new commission.
It has some teeth.
Yes, and it's different from the previous one.
Yeah. Go to Baba Ndweni, just briefly. Ubona zani, amazinyo banga utata ngapi. Njoma sizwile, umachome laputi, haibona ye, bala amandlo kuti banga pumuntu, pembambe, kota so mandla lana makulu pela. So, ukuze balolwe, ukuthi bakwenze konoko kumele bathathe ngaphamandla njengoba ke nxa singangena kukhonoko anti-corruption commission ezakudala uyatsho ukuthi hayi zazingane zinqundekile so ukunqundeka khonoko kungalungiswa njani
ngicabanga ukuthi mina ukuze bebe namazinyo kudingakala esingathi ngesikhiwa i-political will ukuthi labo abaphethe intambo zamandla babe leqiniso baqiniseke ukuthi bafuna ukulwisa ukugwelegwele ngibona ngani vele indikimba yendaba yokuthi ize-political will kulokufuna yini from laba abaphethe intambo ukuthi abantu laba basebenze kumbe it's window dressing ukuthi hayi commission isi-appointiwe sebekhona sebefungisiwe kumele ukuthi bavunyele basebenze but labo futhi kumele batshengisele ukuthi nxa kukuthi kule mgoqo ethize ezabavimba ukuthi basebenze ababonakale beresayine mna ngibona ngani umuntu sibili othembekileyo oqinisileyo ongafuna ukuthi abezigcwelela imoto enkulu yana lokungamazimadlana akutholayo ngomsebenzi nxa kukuthi akusebenzeki umuntu kumele athi mina sengishiya umsebenzi lokangumkwanisi ngokulekile into ezithize ezisimbayo so ngicabanga ukuthi kuzakhanya kuzavela ukuthi amazimbo uzaba lawo na and kuzangiya ngokuthi abaphethe intambo bayavumelana bayabanika lawo mandla yini ngoba amapholisa azomethe avunyele ukuthi abuphe abantu and they can get that power so abanje bazawathola kubakhulu babazathihambe bahambe live mbili bantu limbophe ngoba undanganyela ukuthi engabe kuphatheka kubugwelegwele.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayindawo baba Ndweni. So all what he's saying is that there's need for politicians to have that what is called a political will to actually fight against corruption. So he says if that's not the case and Majome and others don't have all that kind of power and, you know, to push and all those kind of things, they should resign at one stage if they believe they're not doing the right thing.
Who should resign? The politicians?
The commissioners.
Or the commissioners
themselves, yeah.
Okay.
So if they push and push and push and think, no, you know, we're just wasting our time.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody should come clean and say, no, you know what? We cannot continue doing this.
But I think there should be other means instead of the commissioners resigning. Because you know what will happen?
Mm-hmm.
the whoever is corrupt will just budge, mm-hmm. knowing that in the end the commissioners just, will give up.
That's why he says the political will is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go to Ms. Majome, Timbunzgawa Tereri, Studio 7, Vanyora, pa Facebook page, Edu, and Zina Mkoma Elias Basopo, watching from Zimbabwe, Harare, Mkoma Philemon Kawena. We need that move to end corruption in our nation, Zimbabwe. Then Top Fan, and the disciple, Gilson Madanire, and Zukova Kawana, Variwo Mtungamiru Wenyika Wamunangagwa Wacho, wanofana kwa sunga ere. Then Panashe Tapfuma anzi mkoma Jonga Maskwera Sei. Then Watson Mtau ai. Then Tona Pana Elias Basopo wazuka tukaro wa shinyora anzi well said Madam J. Ndofunga watara Madam Jesse Majome anzi congratulations Makorokoto. Let's work hard about corruption. Muzare Majome murukunzwa zvirikubva kuna vandiweni pamwe nevateereri vese varikungotarisira kuti dambudziko iri rinofanira kupedza kuti urongwa hunofanira kupedza dambudziko recorruption kana rehuo rirabata nyika. Itishitarisa maumbirwa akaitwa commission yenyu nematarisira amunoita zvikwanisiro zvenyu zvamunofunga mune muchiwana zvebasa nezvimwe zvakadaro zvingatora nguva yakadii kuti vana veZimbabwe vatange kuona kuti andofunga maakushanda? Munogona nyi kuti kana kutaura neshona kana kusanganisa zvino chirungu kuti how long do you think that Zimbabweans can start appreciating that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission is working?
Just to be honest, I do not have any idea how long, because I was just appointed today. I'm one of the 8 commissioners. So it would really depend on when it is that the commission can actually have its meeting. First meeting, because there hasn't, I'm not able to tell. But what I would be able to say to Zimbabwe is that, that can they just be patient, because it's setting up of a commission. There was a chairperson only, and then there are commissioners. So it really depends. I'm sure the commission will be communicating to the public through the chair when it will start.
Thank you so much. Hanzi ndozvinoitika kana vana vakanga vanenzara for a long time. Vakangoona mai vaisapoto pamoto, they think kuti asadza rubva rango ibva ipa havambozva kuti richakwata richizodi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if the family has been going for days without food, the moment they see their mother putting like a pot on the fireplace, they would suggest, they would just think that it's automatic that there will be food. Stanza is going to be ready. They don't know that it will take time to process.
Cook and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we have a caller or we have someone online. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Makadi.
Yaga fara Mr. Jonga Lizan.
Ah, ngiya phila unjani?
Ya kunyoni lo umlaleli wesikhethe.
Moyo kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi phila ukuthube, ngiya phila baba thube kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila kakhulu moyo. Akuchuto nobola njani dawala?
Ya mina udaba lolu mnumzana yabona into ekhaya nje. Ya kuba kuhle makukhulunywa nje on paper. Kodwa manje kuthi sekusetshenzwa amagama la sibabona oGabriel labo laba manje injani. Yes, bangakhona ukusebenza kodwa into ekhaya nje. Into la ekuthi ekhaya all the time eZimbabwe ukuthi kungaba ne project enje. Lebese nominatwa nguye umongameli. Yazi umuntu wakhona obanominatayo mina anye umthembu yabo. Into enje njengandlona lezi. Anye umthembu ubaba lwa. amadoda lawo abantu abakhona abakhona apho labo chayiva labo ngazo umuntu othi lamhlanje kunoba ulini wabo uchayiva ngoba ukhuluma esisayela bese kungapha ku MPT uyazi ukusasa sekhuluma isayela esinje umuntu onjalo awongomthembuli sasa ngakhuluma ise straight sase khuluma ye anti corruption umuntu onjalo ethisa chintshayo yabona. So you program yabo ukuthi bona wabakufunakala ukuthi kube ne anti corruption yes abantu vele ayithakazile ukuthi izizwe zingaba right kodwa nje iapproach yakhona abantu abakhethayo nabantu abakhethiweyo imajority yabo akunamaresults ayaphumala kukwaba yicuku nje eliza kudla amabhondi yalamabhiya ngehole nje ngehlale emahotelini emhlangano kothi end of the day i-corruption yalikhona iyaloku isidlilizwe loku siphela imali kuphela kungakelito ophumayo
lapha ke utshuthi akulancedo lokho
hayi babadube yona njengabaaafuna ukutshelana iqiniso ngezimbabwe oyaziyo nawe yabona kusuka thina sibona amakhomishini osambe kakhomishini yikhomishini yabangathi yasebenza kwabanjwa abantu kodwa abantu laba bazange bajeziswe enyagumbi kwababa babathi abamnathi iphoyizini akwaziwa oba yiphoyizini bayamaqiniso mbe kwakekuyistori nje wapi unyagumbi from there akuzange kube nekhomishini akuzange kube nento esebenzayo and abantu laba yibo ubonabo mnangagwala obantu bana yibo abakhona nanamhlanje into yabo nje mina ngabojwa nawe ungabojwa nje ngoba umuntu nje obhukile kodwa into leyo ukuthi bambabona yekethi abathatha imali yathetha ngokuthi ukuba kubhuti lowakithi lo umpofu lo bhetikofu yathatha iy'nkota zonke ngalo wafaka emzini wakhe wakhe amahotele into yonke efolosifolosi nguyiwa nje nguye kathesi bamutsho eyouthi leyo bezanu labo kuyaziwa bathi lifela kodwa ukuthi ebanjwa wabo kakabanjwa
kathesingathi uyacatshangelwa
emakomishini kodwa abantu besaziwa bayabazi abantu abafuze kutho abapholisa amapholisa abobha ne-political ground ngeloo ndawo nesaunt yashentshayo ilizwe lisilungiswa yi-corruption uyawubo indawane so kathesisithi kungena ubani kungena uba into le yikudlisana imali nje banikezana imsebenzi ngokwesayiva abasweli yokuze ku-m p labo lokuze lo umajomi usisilo usisilo sizwanela ebandleni laku-m p akungenanga bayanikezana izikhundla ekhona imali akunamesi yatholakala lapha imali yaleyinxenye ngabanikeza ukuthi emakhaya beyefundisa abantwana kide ngale kuyobhede ngale futhi abantu befunde kungcono.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana moya ungathina kusasa baba. Akunjalo, utshithi inombolo yakho sasingayibonanga kuhle nyoni ungasithayi
kuhle kuhle mnumzana hayi makube njantele ukuthi sikodise nje kodwa akunanto esebenzayo yaeki ngithela abanye isikhathi
ye siyabakakhulu ke ungathelela kusasa baba. So Mr. Nyoni is saying that this is just a waste of time, you know. He says maybe people that are going to be targeted are political opponents of the establishment. So he says even the appointment of these people was done by the president. So if a president appoints these people, which means there's a problem. And then he cites the Sandura Commission. Still remember, the Wilson Sandura Commission, the Eulogate scandal. So he says, what happened to that? There were some people who drank some, who allegedly drank some poison. And there are some people who say to have been summoned to court. But then their cases just disappeared. So he says, you know what? This is a gravy train. And then he went on to say, you know, there are people like Gabriel Chaiva and Miss Majome who are in MDC. And they didn't make it politically, according to him. So he says now they are back, you know, through the back door. And he says such people, you never know what happens when they're dealing with corruption. So maybe they may not diligently do what they're supposed to do. Maybe we can go to Majome and
pose a question. Miss Majome, maybe you can respond to that.
You know, I think it's very sad that I realize that there's a lot of debate in Zimbabwe that, with respect to this gentleman, is out of ignorance. I think Zimbabweans should take she should have the habit of just reading and informing themselves about what the issues that they talk about are. Because from this gentleman, I can forgive him, because it doesn't look like he's actually familiar at all. He knows at all what the point, what a constitutional commission is, what the constitution says about commissions. He does not at all know how the commission is selected. So maybe for his benefit and for the benefit of listeners, because I've been engaging in a debate on social media, and the people, look, I think let's get to know what this, how these things work. I think political polarization and obsession with the members of this political party or that will continue to ruin Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a nation. It is way bigger than any political party. Political parties are inside ZANU-PF. I'm not in a political party myself. I left. But I'm saddened to see this obsession. I'm seeing a lot of very uninformed and very ignorant, like, you know, actually vitriol from members of the, particularly the MDC, who seem to be, they are just aggrieved, they're unhappy and grumbling with everything. And some of them, the ones who are saying this, don't know that the Anti-Corruption Commission is a commission that is established by Chapter 13 of the Constitution. It is a constitutional commission. And how is it established? It is actually put in place by Parliament. How Parliament? Because Section 151 of the Constitution sets up a committee on standing rules and orders of Parliament. And it doesn't look like he, this, I think, is Mr. Nyati. He doesn't know what is the committee on standing rules and orders, that it is the leadership of Parliament that reflects the composition of Parliament. Therefore, it means that it's got people from, I think he's from the MDC, this person. He doesn't know that the leader of the opposition, who is in the MDC, the chief whip of the MDC, and also other members of the MDC, are members because of the constitution of the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. But you see, it doesn't look like he even followed the news, because he didn't know that. He should have followed the interviews, the Republic. I and other commissioners were actually selected by the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. Section 251 of the Constitution says that that Committee of Standing Rules and Orders conduct public interviews. These interviews were public. If this gentleman had followed, they'd actually have seen that members, they'd have seen members of the opposition who were on the panel, and members of ZANU-PF who were on the panel, and they would have seen them grilling us. And they, so in terms of the Constitution, the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders of Parliament is actually the one that selects these people. It chooses the interviews. It picks 12 people from the, you know, from the pool. There were 30, there were 100 and something of us at the beginning. The Committee on Standing Rules and Orders, that includes people from the MDC, senior members, including the leader in Parliament and so on. They shortlisted people. They came up with 38 names. They then interviewed us. They picked 12 names from that. And then of those 12 names, they sent them to the president in terms of the constitution. And the president's only role and the power that he has is to drop 3 of those names. And from those 12, the president picks 8. So all of the people are selected by parliament, including members of the opposition. And the president drops 3. And then because he is the head of state, he will conduct the ceremony of actually swearing them in and appointing them. So, I think we should read and get to understand these things. These are not ZANU-PF institutions.
Thank you so
and
much.
This, and the Sandula Commission was not a constitutional. It was way before this constitution. It was a commission in terms of the commissions of inquiry. Go on, but hey, please run. Let us read and let us be informed. So that we can get this country going. We can only hold institutions to account if we know what they are about.
Definitely. Thank you so much, and hold on there. I think we've got a caller.
Yes, Mkoma Gabriel Arparunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Magadi.
Magadi.
Takasimba. Danz, kwa kutitina Mkoma Gabriel. Ndi Mkoma Gabriel, ane am?
Mutara na Gabriel.
Yeah, okay. Murikupi Mkoma? South Africa, Mpumalanga. Chirongwa ndicho chimapinda mchirongwa tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, ndinotenda mana kuti pinda muchirongwa.
Ndizvo zvo.
Ndoda kukorokotidza vapinda basa. Kuti aiwa mukana wavo kuita mari wasvika. Ndokuti dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe nderekuti pane makomishina akawanda ari kungotora mari but pasina chinobuda. Recently takaita komishina yava Mondlande. Chakataura zvayakataura but hakuna kana mumwe chete akaudzwa kunzi chii chakabuda ipapo. Saka nyaya yekuti vamunangagwa vanoita havo makomishina vari kuisa magururo avo sezvataurwa nemutauri ambotaura pamashura pangaitaura nechidere vaya vanyonya. Pakomishina hapana chinobuda.
Sei muri kufunga kuti hapana chinobuda nekuti makomisheni ya mataura ye mwashande commission yakasiyana mashandira ya Zimbabwe Anti Corruption Commission.
Kutaura chokwadi ngumaka kana iri zekomishini yakaitwa navamunangagwa yangori nyaya yekuti vari kungowana kwokuti vamwe vanhu vavo hama
akawana makomishini aitwa pasina chataona chabuda.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel. That's Mkoma Gabriel calling from Mpumalanga in South Africa.
Yes.
He says that's a money-making project for the commissioners, but nothing tangible come out of that. And he cited the Moshande Commission, which he said had its findings, but nothing was taken out of that commission from the findings, from the commission report to be effective.
Mr. Ndweni, I guess you are still around. I think you can hear people's views there. And it seems as if people are worried about this commission. They're saying it's just a waste of time, you know, literally.
Yeah. I think some are opinions, some are facts, and some are, I think they are based on precedent, what has happened before. And I think I will not crucify people for expressing themselves in the way they see things, because perhaps they've seen things not working before. So they are good, they are right to actually be very skeptical about or pessimistic about what's going to happen with this commission, which I think, for me, it's a genuine concern. So like I said earlier on, that it will depend in terms of to depend on whether there is the will for the work and also mechanism in place and the necessary support for them to do the work. But to say that people maybe they are lost, I don't think it's proper, but I think it's based on what they've seen before. Of course, I see the completion of commissions that are appointed by the president or president to do specific things, like the Monklante Commission, the Sandura Commission, that they're not constitutional commissions compared to this one and the Human Rights Commission and among others. But I think what people are drawing from that is that perhaps those commissions have not really done anything meaningful besides produce a report, a report that sometimes is taken to the public or sometimes is hidden. So it remains to be seen if you've got a paper tiger, like I said, that is going to work. And it doesn't. So if it's not going to work, then the question is what happened to it. Of course, I think commission, like, for example, if you think about the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, has tried to do some work. I think it has issued the statements and condemning certain acts, excesses of the state, among other things. And we're seeing them being a bit objective and doing work. So this commission, the anti-corruption commission, we're going to see whether they're going to do the same. But what is unfortunate is that it is starting from the negative side, because we have the previous one that was actually dissolved because it really failed to work. So the question is, what is different about this besides what is about the constitution? We know that in terms of the provisions or in terms of its functions, it's clearly outlined. But the question is, practice now from what is written. Are you going to see what is written in the constitution being translated into meaningful action on the ground? That is where people actually are contesting and saying,
thank you.
And nothing will happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the lines. Dr. Slabantu kutwa ke mbaleke umlaizelo ooto kumbembili. Utopia Sinlovu, uti sebefakwe emalini. Ayiku into eza pumala. Oza funu kuti uyabonu kuti kwenza galani uzezo kutwa ke usecha ingozi emkwakweni. Uzo buya ke abanya njalo upongo lafu la uti mkwakwa foitu. Kumbulani ngome uti asazi so ikela sifutiwe. So people are saying, and they are very skeptical about the commission itself. So they are doubting whether it's going to have some kind of teeth, you know, to do their work. So then Martin Frank Samamo is saying, call me right now. And Skumbuzo Mlalazi on Facebook Ndebele, VOA Ndebele, says, can you call me right now? I need to say something. Yes, so this is our phone and answer. What one is Lomu to Kuen?
Tamatin and Terry and Zotra Chiripoere. Hello? Ivan Komo? Linjani Babangom?
Ye Numzala, who's that?
Yeah.
Ye Ujan.
I'm
not feeling good. You're
not
feeling good, money?
Yeah,
I'm not feeling good. Oh, yeah. We want to go to the commission.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I was a call for him for it too. See, I was a civil interest Nanga Kulu. What is Zambuza long Kosazana, Jessima Chome, Konala, says Utina Konoko or Kulumileo. What in Luxas and Nobis for the Kuluba? So what Mr. Ngobe is saying is that, you know, there are several issues or corruption cases that have been actually walking the limelight. One of them is the $15 billion. Still remember the Mugabe issue? $15 billion diamonds. Says nobody's talking about it right now. Zinana, the head dues. Says no one is talking about it. They're not even concerned. And then you mentioned an issue of a child of a senior a person in ZANU-PF and quasi-government issues. So he says that person was caught with $200,000. And no one is even interested in knowing who did what and where the money was coming from. And all these cases, he says these are clear cases of corruption and nobody is being accountable for such a kind of money. You know, most of it is state money. The 200,000, of course, maybe some private
money.
But this one, 15 billion, and Zinara says no, there's an issue.
But there. On the 15 billion, was it like proved that $15 billion was
so he lost? Says that's the work of the Anti-Corruption Commission, just to go and inquire and find out what is going on.
Maybe that's why they are being brought in. Muzare Majome, tinzwe kuti munotiwo, muchitaura nyikana rurimirwa amai. Vakawanda varikungo chema kuti vafunga kuti pane chinobuda kukomisheni vachitarisa kuti mamwe makomisheni zvirikungonzi zvawanikwa zvakati zvakati kwabuda maripoti asi hapana matana anozoonekwa achitorwa.
Inzongodzokera nyaya yekuti chokwadika zvakakosha kuti chidi kana tichiyera nyoka toyera nyoka kana tiri kuyera ndingati kana gonzo toyera gonzo hatingasanganisi kuyera gonzo nekuyera nyoka makomishoni andiri kunzwa ari kungotaura nayana zvinoda kuti chokwadi tiite ruzivo chokwadi muzimbabwe zviri pachena handibve kuti makomishoni avari kutaura haasi makomishoni econstitution akagadzirwa neconstitution iyi avari kutaura nezvemaripoti avo ane basa rakatosiyana anogadzwa nenzira dzakasiyana saka tinoda kuti tirambe tichingodzokera tichikurudzira kupa kushambadza ruzivo kuti tichinyatsotaura nezveanti-corruption commission nebasa rayo Then zvimwe zvanga zvichitaurwa zvichinyinyitwa ehe ndirikuzvidzwa kuti vanhu vari kuti havaoni ichi havaoni zvinobuda inini handigoni kupikisana nemaonero evanhu kana ndizvo zvavanofungawo ndizvo zvavanofungawo kana vachifungawo kuti hapana chinobudawo ini handizivo ndiringoriwo munhu handingazivi zvinoitika mangwana kana neivo ini handifungi kuti tese ivo neni tinazivo kuti zvechokwadi pachaitika chakati zvechokwadi hapaitiki chakati chatingaziva chete ndechekuti komisheni iyi ine basa rakatarwa muconstitution rinofanirwa kuti riitwe zvichaitika zvinhu zvichaitwa necommission kana kuti zvaicharegera kuita saka zvinoda kuti noti tingapedzekuti hapana chichaitika ezi pane chichaitika kesa hatizivi chinoitika asi chiripo ndechekuti basa racho rinotofanirwa kuti riitike inini sacommission ndakazvipira kuti ndiite basa rinoda kuitwa necommission iyoyo asi chimwe chandichataura chandinoona chiri kuonekwa handifunga nevanhu vakawanda pamwe vamwe vari kuchiona hamini asi zvandinoonao indofunga kuti ndechokwadi vanhu vari kugubwa nekuti uori hwanyanyisa munyika chokwadi zvakawanda zvisiri kutomboitwa asi komisheni yeanticorruption indiri kuona hangu chimwe chinhu chikuru chiri pairi kuti mutungamiriri wekomisheni uku hapasati pamboitwa chairperson veanticorruption commission anichi ane simba rakadaro jaji vehigh court asi zvekuseka nazvo izvozvo hapasati pamboitwa utungamiriri wekomisheni hune huremu une udzamu inini izvozvo zvaizvo zvinotondiratidza kuti pane patosiyana apa patosiyana ini ndaimbova mudare wemupariamendi ndaitombotungamirira portfolio committee justice tichikoka commission kuti nekuti muconstitution munotaura kuti anticorruption commission vanga macommission vaifanirwa kuvapa mukana kuti vauye vataure kwatiri nezvebhajeti ravanenge vava kuzoda kuzopiwa saka ini ndakaona makomisheni handina kumbonyatsoona zvanga zvisina seutungamiriri panga pasina hamene panenge panga pakatosiyana ndikuona kunge danho rekutogadza jaji wekuhigh court chinhu chihombe ichocho hatisadherere izvozvo zvine zvazvinotonyatsoreva kuti masimba acho nechinova chiroda kuitwa uyezve chimwe chiripo ndechekuti zvandikuonawo ndiri kuparamende makomisheni aya anogadzikwa neconstitution haanga haapiwi mari yacho yekushandisa vanga vasina pane anticorruption commission yaivepo yatombovaanozanonadeski chaivo vakanga vasina ini ndakakatya madhareve chaivo zvinganzi vari kutombovatototenda reserve bank yatombotipa mari yekuti tibhadhare kutenge bond
muzare majomi ndokubatai muromo
zvinhu zvinoda kugadziswa zvese izvozvo
ndokubatai muromo ramba henyu muri parunhare titore vamwe vateereri todzoka kwamuri tisati aenda hedu tine muteereri anonzi vasikumbuzo mulalazi tisati aenda kuna mulalazi togamuchira vadavid jamela vanovesa chigaro weanticorruption trust of southern africa vapinda muchirongwa tinogamuchirai muchirongwa vajamela
manheru vateereri
yes bata yanyu vajamela tingoti dee kunzwa kuna vamulalazi
baba mulalazi ukore kuani
isinjani
fowetu sipo kuti kakaka njenga mafichani unobona njani izimbabwe anticorruption commission le
lukele luke kakhulu elo babadule idimoni lokusela idimoni le-corruption vele ifuneka khona ukuthi abantu especially isizwe sezimbabwe ukuthi sonke sibe ngamaphoyisa sibe lilihlo likahulumente lokhona kwabanye abakhulumayo ukuthi lo ofumanelo hlelo ukuthi naye uthini ukuya phambili phela lokuya phambili lokuthi kwabanye bekhuluma into eyenzakala muva izwe ngeke liye phambili so I think uhlelo lokushineka abantu ngesizwe sibe yiti esigada khonoko ukuthi njengoba sithengisiwe kuzenzeka sitrese ukuthi kwenzeke ngoba i-corruption yenzeka ithi kuba emphakathini njengecommunity siyazi ukuthi izalela ngosomaqanda le nto ethiwa i-corruption yakuphi
yeka
thina-ke siyakulelawo maqala
kodwa ubona zali bangayenelisa yini ukuthi ufaka abantu emapoliseni kunambana kuti babotshwe kumbe vele nje ukuzikhulumela asithi ke umongameli kuthiwa kecatshangelo ukuthi ulecala lokuthi wenza ungethembeki kambe bangamgola labo bemphosela phakathi kunawombona wakho
ukubotshwa komuntu kimi akutsho lutho into enkulu ukuthi into mayiveze ivezekile ukuthi umuntu lo ume kanjani kancane kancane yatilika indonga nangezekeri kwasilika ngelonga ngelodo uzodilika lo muntu ngoba ma esonga abantu nasina confidence umuntu bezazi isela kume ngabuza ngamandla noma iphoyisa noma umongameli as long as ekubonakele ukuthi umuntu onganayo iqiniso ngeke aphile emphakathini.
Ake siyabonga emlalazi baba ongathi nakusasa
toboka tatebo
toboka baba. So, Mr. Mlalazi is saying that, you know, this is a very good thing, and he thinks that is the way forward, you know, is the way to go from the president's side and his colleagues. So he says, you know, the Anti-Corruption Commission is bound maybe to come out with certain issues and then maybe address the corruption that is in the country.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Jamela. Mr. Jamela, your take on the swearing-in of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commissioners today.
In many Zamunda Kamira, the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa, we actually welcome this move. We have been calling government to expedite the appointment of new commissioners. As you know, the commission yakaitwa disbanded, and there are a lot of questions that have not been answered yet. Could you say yakaitwa disbanded that commission? But nonetheless, we are very, very happy that this is now happening, and we have seen the list here, our commissioners yakaitwa sworn in, and we are very happy with what's happening now. But what we are only looking forward to now is to see the results. Because the results, those jataura kuti commission ichange ichibata basarayo say, and we want to work very closely with the commission as well, because we, as a trust, we also are representing a lot of cases that are reported through our organization. And so what we want to see is moving from just a talk show into actually putting it into action. And we are happy that instrument 143 of 2019, Yaka Pamasimba Kunema Commissioner, Commission Officers, Kuti Watangevaro Nemasimba, Akangu fanana ni mapurisa, saka we want to see kuti ma results achatanga kupinda here ni masinda yao awakapua.
Thank you so much, Jamela Rambaya Nyimuri Perunare Gibbs.
So what's the best way, Mr. Jamela, in terms of arming these people to have those kind of powers?
I think there are some interesting developments, I think, because in the past we were takanga tichi tambudzika chaizvo kuti commission yanga isina ma resources akakwana, and we are still calling for the government to give all the resources necessary for this commission to be either effective, either independent, isina favor, isina choose this one is politically aligned, uyu is not politically aligned, sakandiye watisha Pekutanga. But Chirikunyanyo Bifadza, we have seen the government has started opening offices in all provinces, Zimbabwe, Anti-Corruption Commission, which is a really good move. And we want to see the public also using those facilities to report more cases of corruption in the country.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller. Can you stay?
Na anzwa chibadura kana chibedura. Hello.
Ya magadi ni baba.
Taka simba baba zita ndiye ni kwa.
Ya ndi chibadura chaiye.
Chibadura uyo kubadura mawaya uyo.
Ya ndatena ndafara tere mandisa mchirongwa nasi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tototenda imi pfungwa dzenyu tipei nokuti mukano nokamunojwa nenguva pane vatereri vari pamutsetsi.
Ya ndatenda zvangu mubvunzo wandoda kubvunza inini kune vaitwa nhasi ndiri kutanga ndichikokoto va appointwa na president. Ko ivo manje vakazoita find out kuti ane mamwe macorruptions macorruption aripo president vari involved kunyanyanya panhau ye 16 billion ema shares wa diamond president wakuone kwa wari behind that issue are they going to arrest the president wao is the one who appointed them munhu anoda kubvunza vaapointwa vanhasi simba racho vacharivana here rekusunga president nekuti nhau yakati kutangwa nemukuru wemaiti before the takeover of this KI distinction chipanga akatombotaura nayo 16 billion kunisisi yangu is behind that 15 billion kuchiyadwa diamond
mazita mkoma mkoma chibadura mazita hati kwanise kutaura mazita evanhu vasiri muchirongwa chine ichi saka hati kwanise kutinge tichinongedza vanhu
saka ndaida kubvunza kuti vachakwanisa here
kusunga
vapresident kana vakaonekwa vari papa corruption
regai tipe mukana kuna commissioner Majome commissioner Majome kana makamaka materera mbvunzo wabva kuna vachibadura vari kuti ivo munokwanisa here kuzoti mukawana uori uchinongedza kuna president munge muchivasunga nekutora matanda
ini ndinotenda chaizvo nemubvunzo wabvunzwa navachibadura zvingodzokera zvakare kune zvandambotaura pekutanga kuti zvakakosha ine ndinotenda inini vatepfenyuri kuti munopa mukana wekuti tikurudzire kurwa ndiki kuti tiruzivo rwemafambiro anoita bumbiro redu remutemo nyika yeuti zvipararire vachibadura ava vanoda kuti tivayeuchidze kuti constitution yedu zvainotaura inotaura kuti kana munhu ari mutungamiriri wenyika aneya inonzi immunity from prosecution paanenge ari muofisi handiti panguva iyoyo paanenge ari president wenyika anoreva kuti hakwanisi kuti ange achifunga zvakuti aite mhosva zvichireva kuti kana akabuda anokwanisa kubva azosungwa paanopedza izvozvo ndo zvinotaura bumbiro redu sabundo wavo kurayirwa nebumbiro maonero angu ndinoona kuti izvo zvinoitirwa nekuti zvinotarisirwa kuti munhu anenge achitungamirira nyika hatarisiri kunge achipara mhosva nekuti anototora mhiko yekuiye ndiye basa rake izhinji nderekuzadzikisa mutemo wemuzimbabwe saka panotarisirwa kuti panotsvagwa vanhu vaneche vanhu vane nduramo vasingangofambi vachingoita zvinhu zvinhu saka ndo bindu rangu yekutanga iyoyo yekuti bumbiro rinotojekesa zvakare pakuti pachinguva ichocho asi handiona kuti ngatitii mutungamiriri wenyika apara mhosva yeine hori zvinoitika ndezvekuti bumbiro rimwe chete ro ndirama chingodzokera bumbiro redu wehama ngatitorei bumbiro redu tirifarire tiriverenge tirijaire tione kuti zvinoti kudii nekuti zvimwe zvinhu zviri kutinetsa izvi tinoona zvakatozvidayira kare saka isusu tikaziva kuti toti zvakati tinobva tatoramba tichidayira kuti ngazviitwe ngazviitwe makomishoni anogadzirwa neconstitution aya anosungirwa kuti apote achipa nebumbiro gore negore anofanirwa kupa inonzi ripoti zvisinga zvisiri hapafanirwa kupfuura gore asina kupa ripoti yemabasa ayo kuparamende nyaya dzinenge dzofefetedza anopa ripoti kuparamende inoverengwa naminista apa minista wejustice zvinotonzi futi anogona kuti anokurudzirwa kuti apote achipa pamusoro peinonzi annual report anofanira kupota achitaura nezvechi nezvaanenge ataura saka ii ndinoona kuti ngatitii zvaitika kuti mutungamiriri wenyika aita mhosva ine humori komishoni ikaongorora inini ndinoona zvichi kuti hongu chero asingasungwi nguva iyo paanenge achiri president anoti zvinoburiswa mumaripoti zvoshambadzwa uyezve handii nekuti bumbiro redu rakanaka mufunge rinonyatsogadzira pese bumbiro rimwe chete imomo rinototaura mega kuti ngatiti pane mukana wokumubvisa mutungamiriri wenyika kana adi neparamende inonzi voto of confidence kana intition takaita kuva mugabe iyaya kana zvinoitwa kana munhu ari kutungamira achiita tsika dzisingaenderana neupresident saka ndinotoona kuti chero asingasungiki asi zvinotodena umwe urongwa hunoita kuti munhu iye ange achizobviswa pachigaro uye ozotongwa saka chimwe chandinoda kuti ndidzimikire zvakare ndinodzokera zvakare kuda kuti aunge rekodhi yaidzo yekare yaibhamba nyaya yekuti bumbiro rinoti kudi chokwadi ngatizivei ngatirifarirei ngatirizotenoti kudi bumbiro iri ndodzokera zvakare zvandambotaura tichirambe iti ndakanyatsochenekedze kuti commission inoapindwana nokuti kuona vanhu vanenge vano zvakanaka kana vanhu vachifarira president zvakanaka chaizvo vachimukudza asi vari kuramba vanhu varamba vachingokanganwa kuti commission anti-corruption commission kunzi inoapindwa napresident inoapindwa napresident inoapindwa president ndobasa ravo ndivo head of state ndovanoita zvirango zvenyika commission iyi anti-corruption inopinda muchigaro nekuti inosarudzwa nedare reparamende pakaitwa inonzi checks and balances ini ndinotenda mari kuti ndakavewo munamwe vainyora bumbire takanyatsoruka mufunge kuti masimba anyatsodonzerani pasarane akanyanya komiti yeparamende nhengo dzeparamende dzinovhoterwa neveruzhinji ndidzo dzine utungamiri hwawo hunonzi committee on standing rules of parliament ndiyo ine utungamiri hwakasiyana-siyana kubva mapati ese ndo inosarudza inoita mainterview takatenda kumainterview ndo vanosarudza vopa president kana vopa vanhupedzi mazita 12 pa12 iva anenge vasarudza president anonhonga pane ivavo vari 12
thank you so much
ngatizviyeuke izvozvo
commissioner maita basa rambai muri parunhare nguva dzaakutandanisana dzaakumhanya asi vataurayiwo kuti aiwa hanzi mutemo bumbiro remutemo the constitution gives a sitting president immunity but once he leaves office he's like Gibbs
yeah so maybe Michael is he still there Ndiweni I think he's gone Ndiweni are you there Baba Ndiweni khona?
I'm there. Yeah, ngikhona.
Yeah, fake lokucina ngona possible ube sizihambela ke mzalo ubona ngazani pho kumele benzeni omajomi lapha. Kumele benzeni.
Yeah, bona ngibona ngani ile crisis ye ngithi nge image e bab anti corruption. Ile crisis yekuthi abantu abayithembi. There's no trust in the commission. So I think umlando omajomi that they have now is to find ways, low cost ways of getting people know that this commission is serious about its work, ibe visible to the people, ibe ngumngane wabantu, must be a friend to the people so that you actually can open up and tell them what is happening and then they do action. And also I implore the commission to take serious the aspect of fighting corruption with local government in local authorities. There's so much rot in the local authorities. And for me that's my passion because it's a Venezuela corner. And I think that it is where service delivery is. So if they need to do something drastic about local authorities and really deal with rot and so that we so that the country tries to actually perform better in terms of providing service to citizens. So for me, those are my closing words to say, okay, you need to be visible, be friendly to the people, find ways to get the trust to the people. So, and they don't trust you right now. They are very skeptical about the commission. Mm-hmm. And that's to keep corruption in the authorities.
Thank you very much. Maybe Mr. David Jamela, your last words.
I think certainly from our point of view, we want to congratulate President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government for walking the talk on these reforms. But what we now want to see is the result. But also one point we would like to really mention is around whistleblowers. We think that there is need also to come up with another statutory instrument that will protect whistleblowers. Because what we have seen recently, if you remember very well, there were some ZANU-PF youth who were demonstrating and calling for some people to be arrested who were implicated in corruption. And then what happened there was that there were threats with legal suit against those ZANU-PF youth. And so what we see is that those people with information, if they are threatened and there is no protection by the state, then it's going to be very difficult to deal with corruption.
Thank you so much. And our time is up. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Commissioner Jesse Majome of the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, political commentator Mr. Michael Ndiweni, and Mr. David Jamel of the Anti-Corruption Trust of Southern Africa is based in Botswana. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Till we meet again next time. Bye-bye.
Neni, jonga kande miri, nchitenda wa tereri wa kwanisa kupinda mchurongwa. Nemi mose maam, chitetevera, murumati imana enyika. Rambaya magati tisigira, Studio 7, ndenyu, mwara rakanaka.